Hey, welcome back. It's time for another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today. The only show that, well, it sits squarely at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and modern marketing practice. With one of our modern marketing gurus this morning here, hey, Nathan. Nathan's back with us today here.
How are we doing?
I'm good. What does, I'm looking at your shirt there, what does Riptides mean here?
Well, that's a local swim
team. A local swim team. Okay. What better thing to call it in Riptides here? And what better way to market a business than just to say what it is, obviously, huh? Come up with something named like that. So who did you bring today to talk about what is obvious to you guys, but still so mysterious to most of us here?
Yeah, today we have the very talented and veteran creative professional, Larry Stoltz, talking about creative strategy and execution today, and you know, the challenge of developing the challenge of concept development strategy and how those tactics get dropped into place so that you can have a strong campaign. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the conversation, Larry, and see where we can take this. So, you know, integrated marketing, advertising, the marketing world, it's a field that requires us to succeed in conceptual thinking and strategy development. You've been teaching campaign development in IMC 615, which is called, I believe, campaign development or creative strategy. How are you bringing that into the classroom? How are you able to help our students understand, you know, conceptual thinking and strategy development?
I've referred to a lot of the techniques that I teach in my class in the first podcast I did back in November. This one, we're focusing more on concept. And in marketing communication, you know, the power, the real power is in concepts. It used to be the if you had the means of production, a Macintosh and all the software, you had the means to do conceptual creative work. But now you have to have a concept. There has to be a single main idea. So I referred many years ago to a book Joey Ryman wrote called Thinking for a Living. It's a really great book where in that he says that creative thinking plus critical thinking equals conceptual thinking. So you have to use your right brain and your left brain, if you still call it right brain. Many people don't. But that's the only way you can come up with a concept. And that concept and strategy is critical to then developing the tactics and executions that are right for your client and your target audience.
You find that the students are coming to the table with stronger skills in one area, the critical thinking or the creative thinking, or is it we're really trying to help them merge the two together?
I have a lot of students that come to the table thinking that they don't have creative thinking abilities, but they do. And I can find, I help them find ways to develop and work on that creative thinking. The critical thinking is the one we're all pretty analytical, right? So it's creative and the critical that has to come together, and we can, you and I can both teach people to do that to then develop concepts.
You know, I know when I've taught the class, the students tend to lean into tactics very quickly. They focus zero in on a social tactic or a specific print tactic. You know, and we work in an industry now where there's so many different options, outlets, platforms. And messaging avenues, you know, how are we to create a campaign that will have an impact on the target audience? Do you have any insights on that?
Yes. I think the IMC faculty has been working, sharing ideas on how integrated marketing communications does capitalize on a concept. And IMC is a promotional approach where there has to be unity and congruency in the various marketing channels. Sometimes you'll work in a traditional channel, sometimes you'll work in a digital channel, the digital space, and some of the far-reaching digital spaces like virtual reality and augmented reality are coming into play. Each aspect of the brand's marketing has to have a unified look and feel, and no aspect of promoting the brand falls away from that unity. So once you have a concept and a strategy, then and only then do you dive into what tactics are you going to apply for that particular brand and that particular target market that you've got?
One of the things I try to stress when I'm teaching that class as well is, you know, the concept is going to work across all your channels, right? If it's truly integrated, you have to make sure that idea can flow down into your, your mid and lower funnels. And I've been on the other side at the agency where the lead agency has come up with a great concept, but they haven't spent any time really thinking through how that will be executed down to the mid and lower funnel channels, which tends to be social and email. And because of that, we wind up having to reconcept. And so I think it's crucial that in our classes and very beneficial to our students that we're having them think through the holistic approach, that overarching concept to the channels and the tactics once that concept's been nailed down. So yeah, it's interesting to see in the real world, not everybody's actually playing by those rules, and it can cause some issues.
It's been a learning process for all of us in the business too, because several years ago, you always started a campaign with a print ad and a billboard, and that's just everything launched from there, and it's no longer true. You may never have a print piece in a campaign, and then the thing we find with students is often we gravitate toward a social media execution and native advertising executions before we really think it through about what is really going to hit the market where they live. So that's why we do the strategy statements and the creative briefs and work that to death before we ever dive into tactics.
I've seen that where the brands are starting is really with video. And video is a lot of fun and super dynamic, but it's moving and there's a lot of excitement to it. But translating that into your email is very difficult. So having those core messaging components, the core concept that you can ladder back to, helps the other part of the team who's working on the static elements to build out and be true to the concept that should be reflected in the brief and in the overarching strategy.
You and I talked at Morgantown about how all of us are trying to figure out and keep up with the digital space and watching what the big brands are doing. And even they're having trouble figuring out what to do with this digital space. So we're all learning it together.
Yeah, and we're seeing the need for almost specializations and understanding key channels like digital, like paid media. And I know that our program is now offering areas of emphasis to reflect that change in the market. You can get an emphasis in creative strategy, for example. Because there's so many media channels, there's different messaging across different platforms, you really need to become pretty good at one of them to help the brand understand how to get their sales and get their messages out there. So I think our area of emphasis is going to help our students gain those skill sets.
Yes, I think it's 7 different areas of emphasis. And the specialization is great, and it's going to create great teams in the agencies and marketing firms that our graduates go into.
As we're teaching, how do we make sure that those conceptual thinking is addressing contemporary needs? Are you applying that into your curriculum? Are you having them read certain things? Are there resources you're sharing to make sure our students are staying on top of these contemporary changes?
Yeah, that's critical. I just finished reworking part of the course this summer because we have found that textbooks cannot keep up with the changes going on in the industry. The industry changes virtually every day or week. One thing that we do is I personally record video for every week explaining what's going on in the course for that week and giving people some hints about what's developing in the industry for that topic. And I subscribe to many, many marketing news briefs that I get virtually every day. And those are full, like Marketing Dive and Drum and their Content Institute. They contain a lot of articles, and sometimes those articles just really ring the bell with what we're talking about that week. And I'll forward those articles to the students. That's the only way we can keep this course relevant and up to date to the minute. That's how we do it.
That's great. I agree. Textbooks are almost, I wouldn't say a thing of the past, but they're truly academic. And I think that our courses, where we're asking our students to do real world assignments and think about, real world strategies. So it makes sense that we saturate them with relevant resources and links. And I know I have a hard time keeping up myself in terms of how many emails I get from professionals that have great advice and the next awesome campaign that's come out. And it's a lot of fun to stay on top of it. Really is what makes working in this industry so much fun, is there's so much creativity flying around, and you get to be a part of that. In our strategy, we're really focused on target audiences. Do you have any advice for our students as they tackle marketing around how to speak to the correct audience or anything like that?
Well, I do. There's a couple things combined to help students define their target audience. The critical issues are knowing the target audience and that day in the life story of our target market of one. And so what I have students do is to, first of all, start with considering their own journey through life. You know, we have what we call life's universal journey. We all share these billions and billions of experiences. And if you can draw on those experiences for your, even your concept, conceptual thinking, and especially then into your tactics, you're going to ring a bell in the audience's mind. And the day in the life story, the target audience of one is a story that I have everybody write about who is their target audience that they think they're going to reach. Define that person and see if that really is somebody that's going to use your product or service or organization. And you write that story, and that's who you base your executions toward when you finally get around to putting the executions and tactics together.
I totally agree. I've seen students that really embrace that component, you know, that part of this, tell that story around their customer, and they'll ask for 2 pages worth of info and they'll get a book. They really jump into it, understand that market. And of course, the outcome of that is their campaigns are stronger because they really understand their audience. We use personas. So we, you know, we talk about Jill and Dave, and there are two key personas, and we build a story around each person, and we use data to help us understand who they are and their purchasing habits. So it's a little more tactical and not quite as much fun as what we're having the students do in the class. So it's, I think it's a great exercise that we that you're executing there in that classroom around that that life's journey. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really helps.
You know, the student, I know a lot of feedback I've given to the ones students who don't take it seriously is your campaign's going to fall flat because you don't know your customer very well. You really got to push
That's right.
And even then, you know, this is a class and you're making some of this up. So make some stuff up, have some fun with it. So it complements your campaign and you can really have a strong foundation for the reasons why you're going to use those tactics and why this story is the right way to talk to your audience. So,
yeah.
All right. With that, we're going to move to the break.
And a quick break it will be as we tell you about West Virginia University's online data marketing communications program, the one they're discussing here today. The first graduate program of its kind focuses on strategic thinking, critical problem solving, and informed decision making. The data marketing communications program prepares you for a career in this amazing new space by learning those innovative tactics you need from award-winning faculty like those today. You can learn more if you just type these 9 letters into your browser, DMC for Data Marketing Communications, DMC.WVU for West Virginia University, DMC.WVU.EDU. All right, back to our show. Can I ask you guys a question here about this course that you're talking about here? When people graduate, what kinds of jobs today, what do they call these jobs? What kinds of agencies or departments hire them? I'm so confused by the difference between digital marketing and data communications and online agent. It used to be just PR and advertising and maybe marketing. Now we've got all these hybrids and stuff. Where do they go to find these new jobs that you guys are talking about?
Nathan, I think you ought to dive in on that one.
Nathan Drake shaking his head and saying no.
Super loaded question. It's a really good question. I think that, you know, you come away from a master's degree in integrated marketing. My hope is that you're going to become the future CMO. Right? I want to work with guys who know what they're doing across this breadth of marketing strategy and tactics, and this program touches all of those things. So make your way up, though. You could be a marketing manager. You could be a brand manager. You could start at an agency as an account supervisor. What you're doing there is you're walking alongside the brand or your customers, the in-house team, and you're helping them navigate all the complex channels that we're talking about in this conversation, right? The digital channels, your traditional channels. But at the end of the day, you've got to understand, what are they about? Like, who are your customers? What are you selling? What's the value proposition? And there's a really strategic, organized way of tackling that, or there's a really messy way of tackling that that's subjective and just messy. So what this program does is provide those really clear guardrails that you can add value to those conversations and helping your business understand the right way to tackle their marketing campaign. So I think you asked for job titles again. You know, hopefully you're the future CMO. Hopefully you're working as a lead marketing manager. You're a director of marketing. You're a brand manager. You're an account, senior account director. You're a general manager. you know, you can't run business without knowing marketing. Sky's the limit on titles.
Well, you've answered my question well, and you've given me some food for thought. Or even those who want to dump this off on somebody else really need to understand what the world is about today, what these different channels can do, and how to measure and monitor and pick them and put them into your campaign. Otherwise, you're just hiring people, and they're saying, "Well, try this," and you go, "Okay." You know, there's no strategy to it. That seems to be, for the long time, the digital world. What channel should you do? As many of them as you can afford. Well, how are you going to put them all together? I don't know. Just try them all and test them and see what works. It's throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. And there's still a little bit of that going on with some of the emerging technology. I think AR and VR may be in that space right now.
Yeah, like, right.
How are we going to leverage these really creative tools? And there are some really fun things happening with both of those. And so I suspect they're here to stay. What we have now is a really strong back-end infrastructure, which is data. Right now we can know what people are doing and what they're really engaging with. And from taking it back to the creativity side of it, if it's useful data, then we can apply that to our strategy, track that and see what they're doing, and then leverage that to understand, I'm going to change my message this way. I'm going to put less emphasis on this platform and focus on that platform. So, you know, the fact that we're focused, our degree, this program has a large data component to it, is very important, because you can't play in marketing without that. It's such a crucial factor.
It's not the arts and crafts department anymore. We just come up with creative stuff. Yeah,
that's right. You need really strong creative chops. Like, you need to be able to tackle some of the business problems with some significant creativity, which is the value that this class brings and teachers like Larry bring, because right now what their big ideas are grounded in experiences. I don't want just a big idea. I want a big experience that will cross all channels that your campaign's on. So whether I'm looking at you on my phone, or whether I walk into that pop-up store, or whether I'm flipping through a magazine that has a QR code or some VR component to it, that all needs to be consistent, and it all needs to be grounded in that single main idea that Larry brought up earlier. So that, and not every businessman is going to think that way,
no.
Right? I've been in meetings where marketing managers go, "Well, my job isn't the creative."
Exactly.
I'm worried about the creative. I'm like, "Well, yeah. Well, when it comes back and this thing flops, you're going to be wondering, well, it must have been the creative."
Yeah.
So they really need that synergy. And the best CMOs and marketing managers like touching the creative, and they trust their creative teams.
Where do you both come at this from? Where's your original grounding, in the creative side or the critical thinking data side here, for both of you? I'm just curious.
So I was in the creative side. I had a design studio in New Orleans many years ago, and I worked on the creative side. And then I realized I wanted to be in the advertising end of the business. So I developed the critical thinking side, and I developed the marketing research and the media buying stuff. And most of that is, a lot of that's automated now. But I started with a design degree, and then I built up my creative thinking, creative teaching abilities. And I don't know, Nathan, how about you?
Yeah, mine's creative as well. I got a master's in graphic design from Savannah College of Art and Design, and then worked in the industry for a while. And I realized, man, I'm getting tired of my ideas not winning. Like, I'm getting tired of these guys looking at my ideas and going, "Yeah, I don't like that." And I realized I need to understand marketing so that I can speak their language, so that we can play ball.
Yep.
And really get this.
Well,
synergy.
And we also have to, we talked about reaching our target market where they live. And that's what the thing that I'm fascinated more so now is, where are these people living? And then we talked just now about the various platforms and what are they paying attention to? Where are they living? But then also, Nathan, you had talked about authenticity. We've talked about personalization. We all love storytelling. We love conversations with the brands and services and the causes that we care about. So we're moving toward being a psychological understanding of those target markets and what are they really wanting out of communication with the brands that they want to identify with. And so that's the authenticity we got to show, the personalization we've got to show, and our ability to adjust to be, you know, what if your markets decide, no, I'm not going to look at Snapchat anymore. I'm specifically going to go to Instagram. I'm specifically going to look for digital mail. Well, you got to go there, right?
That's right. Understanding that target market and making sure your story is there is so crucial. That's right.
Can I interrupt and throw in one last question, maybe? I'm sorry to jump in, but you guys got me going now here. And looking at all these new channels, how about the one we're on right now, podcasting? Because it seems to give a chance to tell stories, to tell the brand story, the passion and purpose story. And it's long-form storytelling. It's not a snippet. Any brands coming to you, or are you guys suggesting that they look at telling their story in this medium?
Larry, you want to tackle that, or you want? I have an answer, but I'll let you go first.
All I know is that more and more of the people that I know listen to podcasts all the time, and I've got a couple of apps that I can scan through and choose whatever I'm interested in for that day in my car or wherever I am. So they are between podcasting and video. I think that's where we're spending our time. We're spending a lot of time on those.
My answer to that would be, if your brand can add value to your customer's time through the channel of podcasting, they should do it. People are listening to podcasts. But I also just read an article that said everybody and their dog now have a podcast, and there's a whole lot of crap out there.
Exactly. It's like what happened in the blogosphere. Yeah, everybody's got a blog.
Don't decide to do it just because you do it. You better understand your concept. You better understand your story. You better plan it out over X amount of podcasts so that you're not one and done. And the bar is high. The good podcasts are really good. So my suggestion is, if you're going to do it, take the challenge and do it really well, or maybe hold off until you can.
Well, you guys do it well because you discuss things that I just never hear about. So I love that. All right. A couple last minutes here. We got to wrap up. Any final thoughts or takeaways, or how does everybody reach you guys or learn more?
Well, the answer for me is really, really pretty basic and simple. You know, you've got to be authentic. You've got to personalize your message, and you've got to have a concept that makes people take notice. They have to take notice because you're there with a great concept, and you're where they live, and it takes a lot of thought, a lot of planning.
I agree. Totally agree with that. And Larry's done a great job with that class, and the students that take the advanced class come in with strong skill sets. I appreciate his hard work. You know, contact us.
I think it goes with the one I said in the break there. I think it's probably EMC for Data Marketing Communications .wvu.edu. I think that's where you can find all of the course info.
Then you have access to all the faculty bios, so you can see and connect with not just Larry and I, but all the other great experts that the program has teaching for them.
Okay, good stuff. All right. Well, appreciate you always chatting about this stuff here, and forgive us if we're still confused at this new space and what the heck we're supposed to do with it.
No problem. I think you're in good company.
All right. Thanks for joining us here today. You've been listening to another episode of WVU, West Virginia University's unique program, Marketing Communications Today. Right here in the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.